Nolte, Bette Midler attacks Trump for not wanting America's coronavirus numbers to go up. By John Nolte on March 9, 2020. Actress Bette Midler lashed out at Trump on Sunday for not wanting America's coronavirus numbers to go up. Trump wants to leave sick people on that dock cruise ship so America's coronavirus numbers don't go up, Midler tweeted. She really tweeted that. No, really. She's attacking Trump for not wanting to see the number of coronavirus cases in the country go up. She thinks that's a criticism. She thinks Trump not wanting to increase the number of coronavirus cases reflects poorly on him. That it is some kind of cover-up, some kind of conspiracy. In that same tweet, Midler goes on to talk about washing her own brain. After hearing this, I had to wash my brain for 20 seconds with hot soapy water while singing Happy Birthday twice. Bette Midler is apparently referring to the Grand Princess, a cruise ship with 21 passengers who have tested positive for the coronavirus. The ship and its 2,421 passengers and 1,113 crew members were scheduled to dock in Oakland, California, on Monday. On Sunday, out of an abundance of caution, because he is not the spokesman for the White House response, U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson said he did not want to preview the plan right now for the cruise ship. I think it needs to all come from a solitary source. We shouldn't have 16 people saying what the plan is, particularly when it hasn't been fully formulated, Carson added. On Monday morning, according to the latest news reports, passengers and crew are in fact disembarking as scheduled, and under highly controlled circumstances. All of us at Princess Cruises offer our sincere gratitude and appreciation to the federal, state, and local authorities who are coordinating, collaborating, and activating resources and personnel in support of this response to provide care and attend to the health and well-being of our guests and crew, the president of Princess Cruises said in a statement. Anyway, back to Midler's madness. I don't know how to interpret that tweet as anything other than a Freudian slip. A woman angry at the thought of a low number of coronavirus sufferers. How else do you explain her frustration at the possibility Trump might do something to keep the numbers low? Midler is acting like Trump's doing something wrong, something immoral, something sneaky that will benefit him politically, and what is that political sin? Keeping the number of coronavirus sufferers low. As much as anyone, I like my side to win elections. But I can't imagine wanting to win anything so bad that I would complain over a president keeping down the number of people stricken by a deadly virus. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.